And today is the day the University of the Arts is supposed to close forever with just a week's notice. It's a move that has shocked and angered students, faculty, and the greater Philadelphia arts sector. Right now, there are 9 UArts students traveling through Italy on a months-long study abroad trip watching their school collapse from 5,000 miles away. WHYY's Peter Crimmins caught up with them.
It was supposed to be a trip of a lifetime, almost a month looking at Renaissance art in Florence, contemporary art at the Venice Biennale, hiking the path of the gods along the Amalfi Coast in Naples, and doing an artist residency in Tuscany. About 2 weeks into this trip, the students spent a Friday night dancing in nightclubs in Rome. Evie Bondin, a rising senior, said when they spilled back out into the streets in the wee hours of the morning, their phones came back online and erupted with news from Philadelphia.
It was the most out-of-body experience to just be in the streets of Rome at 2 in the morning, crying and calling our loved ones, trying to break the news with such little information to even pass down to them.
With no warning to students or faculty, the Board of UArts announced last Friday that the school would close in just 7 days. The faculty member accompanying these students, Mara Flam, scrambled to find information.
I was like, the date is not 2024. They have to mean 2025. I just had to find other sources that said June 7th, 2024, because I was so shocked that it would just be a week.
The students had to figure out where they would finish their senior year and what their housing situation would be. International students on study visas had to figure out how long they had residency in the States and how long do university health benefits last when there's no university. Senior Alex Stevenson said it's a lot to consider from 5,000 miles away with a 7-hour time difference.
There's so much that needs to be done, and it has to be done in the time difference. It has to be done quickly before the school closes. It's all very, very stressful while we're trying to enjoy what we have left of this wonderful trip.
And really, it's the lack of information, too, because we can't plan. We want to plan, but we just don't know anything.
That's Anna Scatoni. She's another senior. One student decided the pressure is too much and will return early to deal with the fallout of the closing of the university. The rest are sticking to the plan and staying in Italy for another week. Even if their school is collapsing, Flam said this is still a trip of a lifetime.
They are all amazing. I have to tell you, I've never been so impressed with a group of students. With everything that is happening, and this is not an easy trip. We're not in buses. We are on and off trains. It's chaos. It's Italy. And they are just champs. It's been really amazing to witness them.
Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.